You never know what you're missing if you're not listening. 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
I was going to let that whole song play.
I was so excited. You know what? We might as well. You want to just take a few minutes and we'll play kind of a few tracks?
Can you do Stairway to Heaven? Give us even less time.
Freebird.
It's 919 here on 980 WCAP. We got plenty more feedback rolling on in over our discussions this morning about James Sokoloff, ambulance chaser extraordinaire. Rearing his ugly head here in the city of Lowell, and it has to do with potential asbestos cases.
No more about my failed bit, please.
Any comment? Listen, you got to give you an A for effort.
Hey, you know what? I even just texted somebody, I'd rather be hated than forgotten.
Exactly. Mike from Lowell fails three times a week in the mornings. Why not you?
Yeah.
Right?
I almost never bomb here. They should call this home run after home run.
In our minds, it's a home run.
Thank you.
That's all that matters. It's 9:20. We'll get back to that feedback. But right now, we want to talk a little bit about the next great show that takes the stage at our little jewel of a theater, the MRT, the Merrimack Repertory Theater. It opens its run next Thursday, October 18th, and it will take the stage right through early November, November 12th. It's called Silent Sky by Lauren Gunderson, directed by none other than Sean Daniels, the artistic director of the MRT. And it's the incredible true story of a boundary-shattering New England astronomer. And here to tell us a little bit more about the story, I'm being invaded. Three lovely ladies in studio with me this morning. One who I recognize because she's been in here before. She stepped into the torture chamber. Julia Brothers. Good morning, Julia. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. It's so nice to be back here.
Great to have you back here. You enjoyed your appearance in Women in Jeopardy, as you reminded me during the break. That was the show that you last starred in here at the MRT.
I did. Indeed.
That was 2 or 3 years ago now?
And it was actually this year. It was in March of this
year. Oh, it was in March. Okay.
But you know.
You know, it's been a long year for you. I welcomed the baby. I got married. It's been a long year.
It's been
a very long year
for all of us.
Back in 1996.
But I have to say, I'm so happy to be back in Lowell. I love Lowell so much. Go out on my daily walks every day, say hello to people, stop in. I stop in at City Hall, always hope to catch the mayor. I haven't yet.
You haven't been able to catch the mayor at City Hall?
No.
You'll go in, his assistant will schedule you. Tell him I sent you.
All right, I will. Next time I swear.
Or try to catch the city manager. We have like a city manager form of government here. It's really weird. We have a mayor, a city manager. We could probably do an MRT show about Lowell's form of government, I think.
Okay.
And the drama that's created. Welcome back, Julia.
Thank you.
I hope on your morning walks you are now dragging Paulie Lee, who's joining us in studios. Good morning, Polly.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Tori Grace is here as well. Hi, Tori.
Hi.
Great to have you in studio. Let me first of all start with you, Polly, because you have not been in Lowell before for a show, have you?
I have not been in Lowell. Oh. I've been in Boston. I did a show at ART a few years ago, but this is my first time out at MRT.
A first time in the Mill City, and I do detect an accent, and I know some people get very upset when I ask, where are you from? But you have to tell me where that lovely accent comes from.
Well, the accent comes from London. Which is where I grew up, but I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the road that brought you from London to Brooklyn, New York, and now to the MRT in Lowell, Massachusetts. Did you know that this was the road you were going to travel? Maybe not the physical locations, but you know, being on a stage performing. Is this something you wanted to do?
Yeah, I was. I feel like I was born knowing that I wanted to be on the stage. It was just a question of when. but yeah, it's been an interesting journey. I decided to come to the States. My father grew up in upstate New York, and my agent in London, out of undergrad, was like, if you have an American passport, you should go there. They love English people there.
Oh, we can definitely find roles for that accent. What was your first role? What was the very first role you ever did? Were you like a lamb in the Christmas play or something?
I played the angel Gabriel in the Nativity.
There
Does
we go.
I didn't make any money.
What is it, about 50% of all actors and actresses start off in their elementary school Christmas play, right?
But you were actually a person. You were an angel. I think I was a tree.
My dad was the minister, so I think I had an in.
Oh, it wasn't because the angel Gabriel really had a British accent?
Well, I don't know. I never met him.
How about you, Tori? When did you get into this wonderful business known as acting?
Well, I grew up in Watertown.
Oh, you're a local.
Yep, I'm a local. And I did shows with Watertown Children's Theater, which is still doing shows with little kids. In the third grade, I played an octopus in Pinocchio.
There's an octopus in Pinocchio?
Who knew?
Is the octopus on the dinner table or in the sea? I'm Greek. I love octopus. Is this something you kind of knew from that moment on, from the time you were an octopus? You said, I'm going to do this for a living, and I'm going to get really rich, and I'm going to be the next Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep.
For sure. When I was a kid, I would drag my older brother and my parents, and we would have to, and I would make them do different plays and that sort of thing, act out stories with me. Yeah. Well, and I loved it.
Yeah. What was your favorite role that you've ever done?
When I was in undergrad, I played Emily in Our Town, which I feel like is just a really sweet New England play.
It's a good role. Yeah.
And a good role.
How about you, Julia, for those not familiar with your visit, 8 years ago last March? What got you into this wonderful game known as stage acting?
My parents met in the theater. My dad's parents met in theater. My mom's father was on the, not burlesque, the other
vaudeville.
Circuit. The vaudeville circuit.
You didn't have a chance in life. Like a Greek kid growing up in a family restaurant, you knew what you were going to be
the second
you could walk and talk,
yes,
right?
The second that I could walk and talk, just like you learned how to make rice pudding, right?
I didn't learn how to cook, but I can work a dishwasher better than anybody you know when you're doing it at 8 years old. So tell me a little bit about this show, Silent Sky, and it's the story of a boundary-shattering New England astronomer. Which one of you is the... I'm going to guess female astronomer, because we don't know too many of them through history. Which one of you is it?
We, Polly and I, are both astronomers.
Okay.
And it's about a woman, actually, it's about us and a new woman named Henrietta Leavitt, who, you want to take this, Polly?
Oh my goodness, it's all very sciencey. I'm not sure I'm up to the task, but she basically discovered how to measure the distance of stars from the Earth. She discovered an equation that made that possible.
So it was so huge. Before her discovery, everyone thought that the universe was finite, that we had this small universe we were the only one. Yeah. And because of her, Newton and all these other scientists leapt forward in their discoveries of how to measure the distance, how many stars there are.
So this is the story of an actual person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
And it happened just across the river.
Just across the river at Harvard.
Get out.
In 1900, Tori plays Henrietta Leavitt's sister.
Henrietta did have two sisters, but neither of them were the character that Lauren wrote. And Henrietta is hard of hearing, but before she was hard of hearing, she wanted to play the piano. So Lauren has her sister playing the piano, kind of putting her...
Being a famous musician.
Becoming a famous musician, yeah. So her two sort of personalities of her career as an artist and her career as a scientist.
So Henrietta actually kind of laid the groundwork for all these great and famous astronomers that we now know of. Why don't we know Henrietta's story more commonly? Why isn't it taught more commonly in schools? Maybe it is now, but it wasn't when I was there. Is it simply because she was a woman and wasn't going to get credit in a male-dominated
field? I think yes. In a word, yes.
Yeah. But she was unique in that her boss at the time was one of the few people, Pickering was one of the few people that was hiring women in these positions, and he really supported them. So within the scientific community, she is known. She was allowed to have her name on her discoveries, and both... both Julia's character and my character also made discoveries and were also very prominent in the astronomical world. And so it's a rare example where they are actually studied by those particular physics people.
Yeah. You know, so the play is set at around 1900, mm-hmm. and it is so funny and so full of heart and discovery. It's a beautiful play, and there's a love story. There's friendship. There's scientific discovery. It's quite an evening of theater. It's a really lovely piece. So I just don't want people to think that you're going to come and hear a lecture or something.
And that's what I wanted to get into. We're chatting with Julia Brothers, Tori Grace, Polly Lee. Are you the only three stars in the show, or is there more cast members, by the way?
There are more. There are two more.
All right. So it's a five-cast production at the MRT. It is called Silent Sky. It opens its run next Thursday, October 18th, and runs through November 12th. It is the story of a boundary-shattering New England astronomer. It took place right here. Massachusetts.
Right here.
Harvard. Of course, behind every good historical story, to really make it a good stage story or a good film story, there has to be a background story. There has to be either some type of love story or drama or suspense. So what are we going to get in the background here?
Well, you're going to get one big almost love story and one very tiny little love story.
Is that one of those I'm going to have to pay attention to? It's like the one women will see instantly, but the guys aren't going to even notice to you whack me over the head with a sledgehammer. It's a love story, you moron.
But the major love story is brought to you by hometown boy Tom Coyner, who plays the love interest to the lead character.
Yeah, he's a Massachusetts boy.
Bronkovic. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be crying and laughing. It's a beautiful story, well told, and Lauren has really put a fictional spin on this actual characters that are.
Hey, so this is kind of like the Titanic. The Titanic really happened, but Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio didn't.
Didn't exactly, okay. and there are Titanic references in it. So yeah. Yay!
but really,
early 1900s. Sure.
Who's to say about that Titanic thing, right? Who knows? Could happen.
You know, Leonardo DiCaprio was there.
Yeah. He was there.
And I still think there was enough room on that wooden plank for him to get on there. If Kate Winslet had just moved over, she scooched a bit. If she snuggled, they would both be alive.
One foot,
today.
Come on.
Have you three ever worked together before?
Julia and I have done a reading of actually Women in Jeopardy.
Okay.
When Sean was at the Jiva Theater in Rochester.
Because I was going to say, there seems to be a little bit of a chemistry, a little bit of a relationship here between the three of you. You're all looking at each other like, hey, he's onto something.
We like each other.
You do, huh?
Whoa, tips, you owe me a Coke.
Is that important? Do you have to like the people we're performing with? I come out of kind of like the sports world, and I know they tell you, you don't have to like each other in the clubhouse as long as you play as a unit on the field. Is it the same thing in showbiz? Can you like go backstage and want to stab each other, but as long as you get up on that stage, you have to smile and perform? Or is it tough to act when you really don't get along?
Well, it's tough, but you do it. Yeah. Just like it's tough to in sports to play with somebody that you can't stand, but you do it. Yeah. But thankfully,
Sean is really good at picking people. Sean Daniels, I think, he has many superpowers, but one of them is being able to cast really amazing actors who will like each other.
What's it like working with Sean in particular? He is the artistic director of the theater. He's the big cheese, but he's kind of getting down and dirty in this show and really sticking his fingers into every little aspect of it, directing the show. Give me a little critique of him, because he doesn't listen anyway, so you can tell the truth.
Okay, perfect. Well, on the first day of rehearsal, he said, that he likes his rehearsal hall to be collaborative and wants, everybody's voice to have dignity, which is something that I think every director says, and then slowly figure out if they really mean it. And for Sean, he really does. He he's been so, he's open to ideas. He listens. He's willing to like change
I
things.
I was just going to ask that. Have you actually changed? You started rehearsals. I know you guys rehearsed for what, like 2-3 weeks before mm-hmm. you actually take the stage the first mm-hmm. night. So you've been doing this rehearsals for a little over a week.
Yes.
Have you offered suggestions on, you know, this could be a little bit better, and has he taken them?
Yeah, all of us. And yeah, all of us, I think, right?
There's a moment where Tori has to, like, be in a scene, and she was like, can I have a tablecloth? And, you know, and he went with your ideas, right? We're using them.
Yes, yeah.
He's pretty fantastic all around. Lowell is so lucky to have Sean Daniels here. He's an amazing guy, and a fantastic person, a great director, and
he's brought a new energy to the theater. And I pick on him because he comes into my family's restaurant often, so I like to pick on him. But
wait a minute, what's your family restaurant?
Hold on, I have to ring my gratuitous plug bell here. The Athenian Corner restaurant.
Oh, we eat from there.
Which is open lunch and dinner at 11 a.m. Yes, we do. With every show, we also feed the crew and the staff before
thank
a
you
Saturday
so much.
Evening
love
show.
Your family restaurant.
We appreciate it. But enough of that. But I do want to say it's open at 11 a.m. weekdays, serving lunch and dinner and takeout.
So. And you'll be working the dishwasher?
I still wash dishes from time to time. You never escape the family business. Like Pacino in Godfather 3, right?
That's right.
Just when I think I'm out, they
pull me back in.
So the show opens, as we mentioned, next Thursday night. By the way, the first night of every production is what we now lovingly refer to as $5 night. That's right. You get to see an MRT show on stage, the actual show, for $5. And you will not be arrested for stealing afterwards. Those $5 tickets are available on the first Thursday of the show, which is next Thursday, October 18th. Purchased at the box office beginning at 4:30 p.m., and there is a limit of 2 per person. If you did try to buy 3, then you would get arrested. We also have the... I want to bring in... let me quickly bring in... Oh, God. Emily... not Emily. I'm drawing a blank here. Who's our marketing director? Taryn Kimmel?
Yeah.
Is it? I'm going to let you use that microphone for a second here, Taryn. You also have the $5 to $10 hometown discount night, which is called Lowell Night, which is always the first Wednesday of the show.
Yes, it's October 25th.
October 25th is the...
Yeah, so you just have to bring an ID that says you're a Lowell resident, and you can get those $10 tickets.
And by the way, I keep saying Thursday, October 18th. No, it's October 18th is a Wednesday, so everybody, the show starts on Wednesday, October 18th?
Yes.
I had the right date, wrong day. Do you still do the daycare as well? So folks, you know, you don't want to have your kids sitting on your lap for 2 hours disturbing the play, but you can't get a babysitter for the night. You actually do that, which I think is a fascinating service the MRT
yes.
offers.
So for every performance, not every performance, for every show, there's one designated performance, and it's always one of the Saturday performances at 4 p.m., and we offer, people can sign up and they can talk to the box office and reserve a space, and there are trained childcare professionals. It's all like provided by Acre Family Care. And you can just go to mrt.org/childcare. And it's a really amazing service. And we're really happy to do it so that we can give parents that opportunity to come in and be able to see theater and not have to worry about the whole business of trying to find the babysitter and all of that. You know, we really want all of the shows to be accessible to everyone.
No excuse not to see this show. No excuse to not see any show at the MRT, Merrimack Repertory Theater, your theater. You gave the website mrt.org. And, of course, the box office telephone number is 978, is it 454-something MRT? I'm going to have you give it.
Well,
there's military discounts and teacher discounts too. There's a whole page on the website about all the different discounts. I was really, and a group is only 6 people. You get a group rate with just 6 people.
Yes, the box office phone number is 978-654-4678.
All right.
So if you go to mrt.org/sky. It has basically every sort of audience event, every discount that's going on during the run of Silent Sky. So there's a whole bunch of them, and we really try hard to get as many people in as we can.
Silent Sky opens next Wednesday. Let me get that right. October 18th. Tori Grace, Pauly Lee, welcome to the city. Welcome to 980 WCAP.
Thank you.
And Julia Brothers, welcome back. Good to have you back in town.
Great to be back. Thank you.
We'll see you on the stage.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
It's 938. Time to get you caught up one more time on all these messages from your sponsors.